You will own nothing and you will be happy. If your right to own stuff is taken away from you, then basically we have feudalism. You know, someone's going to own the stuff that people will be renting or borrowing or whatever. And they will be the kings and the emperors. They will be the people pulling the strings, making the big decisions. Hi there and welcome to my channel. You know, I like to sit down and think and talk. Hopefully in that order here on this channel. And we've been through a lot during the last couple of years. And a lot of people are thinking and maybe saying to themselves that now we have returned to normal. Now we are going back to how it used to be, you know, before all the craziness. But sadly, that's not the case, because we are probably at the start of what the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab like to call the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And I will talk a little bit about that and why I have decided not to be part of that. Why I have decided to reject modern life altogether. And why you should consider, perhaps, doing the same. Now, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, you know, you can go to the World Economic Forum's website and read all about it there, at least. You can read what they write about, what they write there, you know, and you can make up your own mind on what it's about. But if you ask me, I would say it's about control. First and foremost, it's about control. Human beings are chaotic beings. And it has always been a main goal for all kings and emperors to get more control over the population. And that's what this whole thing, this Fourth Industrial Revolution, is about. It really isn't such a new thing. We have seen this before in world history many times. It's just that the tools they are using are quite new. People will say that, you know, well, how can you say that you're rejecting modern life? You're sitting there talking to a camera. Well, actually, some people claim that I'm talking to a smartphone. I don't have a smartphone. I'm using a camera. And you're using a lot of modern gear, you know, high-tech gear. Titanium kettle here and everything, you know. And yeah, that's true. But you know what? All those things are already a part of the past. Modern life, the modern life, or I guess you could call it modernity, that I'm talking about here, is the kind of life, the kind of society that we are about to enter. Now, there are many aspects to this, and I won't get into all of them, but making everything digital is one aspect, or should I say a problem. Now, a digital currency, state-controlled cryptocurrency, for instance, will be extremely effective when it comes to controlling people's behavior, because they can basically decide what you're allowed to buy and spend money on, and so on and so on. Another problem, of course, is that the concept of ownership will be a thing of the past. By now you have heard the phrase, you will own nothing and you will be happy. You will be happy, or else. That's feudalism. I'm not saying it's exactly the same as medieval times feudalism, but if your right to own stuff is taken away from you, or if it's made so difficult or so expensive for you to own your own stuff, then basically we have feudalism. You know, someone's going to own the stuff that people will be renting or borrowing or whatever. And they will be the kings and the emperors. They will be the people pulling the strings, making the big decisions. So that is perhaps the biggest problem among all the big problems in this brave new world of the fourth industrial revolution. Another problem is, of course, their lack of understanding of one, nature, two, human nature. It's not going to end well. And I fear that if they go through with this, which I think they will, because this has support among state leaders all over the world, a majority of them, I believe, it will not end well. It will end in famine, war, and civil unrest on a scale that we haven't seen in centuries. And your privacy will be gone, and you will be monitored by Big Brother 24/7. I believe that as time goes by, more and more people will choose to opt out. But we are seeing that already. People are actually building those parallel societies right now. And you can go to the comments section here on this video, and you will probably find people there with a similar mindset as you, and you can connect to them there. I know lots of people have. What we are seeing now is that nature is being reduced to a battery, a potential battery, energy sources. Human beings have been reduced to consumers. And this modern life, this modern society is, dare I say, soulless. It has no soul. There is no spirituality. There is no connection with nature. And I mean, who would want something like that? And I wish people would wake up. But sadly, I see people are instead just following along, doing what they're told. And when someone like me comes along, you know, and saying, you know, I don't have a smartphone, so, you know, that's and that's only a small part of the whole thing, the whole picture, you could say. Well, people look at me like I'm some kind of rebel or idiot, maybe. You don't have a smartphone? How can you exist without a smartphone? And it's also great fun to use cash in the stores, by the way. But first and foremost, I think that we need to connect with nature. We need to understand our place in nature. And this hyper-modern world where people are put in boxes, little flats in urban areas, where they spend most of their day looking at boxes or squares, screens day after day after day. It needs to stop. And especially if you're a parent, I mean, please do what you can to get your kids out of that. Please. I believe it's not healthy. And I believe we're not supposed to live that way. We're not supposed to live like that at all. Now, when I walk in the woodlands here, I live in Norway, if you didn't know, and what I'm seeing is more and more of the wilderness areas and the large woodland here, the woods here, are being cut down, the trees are being cut down, and I suspect that a lot of that has to do with the so-called green energy thing. They are destroying a lot of Norwegian wilderness to build wind turbines and power lines. The cables are going out of Norway into the EU and all that. Everything's getting more expensive, you know. Things are not pointing in the right direction, are they? I mean, but I'm getting into these huge, large topics here, and I won't go there in this video, but I will say that please reconsider everything. And I will encourage everyone to say no to this modern life. And again, modern life, saying no to modern life is not about going out in the woods, living in a cave. No. It's saying no to the so-called fourth industrial revolution. Now, this is actually a viewpoint. It's called the Raven's Mountain. And I went there the other weekend and for an overnighter with my son. And from here we can see across the border into Sweden, rolling hills far away. But behind me, yeah, I guess you can hear it. Cars, roads, people. Over there, the wilderness. It offers me a better life. And some people will disagree, I guess, but I can tell you this. Behind me, when I go there, my head aches. Now, I could tell you why I think that is, what the reason is, I could tell you, but I'm not allowed to on social media, apparently. Out there, when I spend a night out in the wilderness, far away from everything, no headache, no pain. But anyway, please consider the things that I talked about in this video, and I'm not the only one saying this, you know. Okay. Have a wonderful day. And I want to say to all you guys watching this, I think you're awesome. And, you know, especially if you're still watching, you're awesome. We will talk soon. And please take a look at the other video that should pop up here on the end screen and all that. Like the video if you liked it. And please consider subscribing to this channel.